let's start with the basics. How did Whippoorwill form?
Whippoorwill formed when I met Stacy Foster in Austin, Texas in 2012. I met Stacy on the east side of Austin on our porch during South by Southwest, and we definitely hit it off right away. We basically shared songs all night long, sort of passed a guitar back and forth. I ended up having to go back to Colorado, and of course, Stacy lived in Texas. So we had kind of a long distance musical relationship for a while until I convinced Stacy to move to Colorado, and then we officially started playing out as Whippoorwill.
There's something heavy in this blacktop breeze, sends the wheat to ripple rolling. And I'm curled in its wake, I am gently broke, old memory kaleidoscope.
This is your second album, The Nature of Storms. Explain how it came together.
So The Nature of Storms came about during a period of time following the release of our EP Good to Be Around in 2016. During that time, we met Tobias Bank, who became the drummer in Whippoorwill. We basically met him a week or so before we were about to head out on our first tour through the West. And so we got Tobias in the car and started touring. This was right after the Trump election, so it seemed like a lot of things were feeling chaotic. But we ended up driving through basically like every type of storm possible. We drove through tornadoes. We drove through flash floods. We then drove to the Northwest and drove through wildfires and came back to Colorado, and Colorado was burning as well. So, you know, I think we were really starting to like all sort of experiencing the failure of our young coping mechanisms, and then also kind of carrying the weight of this sort of national drama and environmental drama that was going on around us. And all of the songs that are on The Nature of Storms sort of came from that period of touring.
Alicia, you grew up in a small town in Wyoming. How did that affect your music?
Out here right now, I'm at my parents' ranch, and I'm just in the middle of such vast open space with basically nothing but the wind blowing steadily to keep me company out here. So I think my music definitely comes from my understanding of the landscape out here and also the interactions with people out here and sort of the way that I was brought up. The album kicks off with Premonition, which Premonition was a co-write amongst all three band members. Basically, after we had gone through that stretch of touring where we'd driven through tornadoes and then encountered this big flash flood out in West Texas, Terralingua. And the song is called Premonition, and it's kind of like using this flood-swept landscape to allude to what's to come in terms of a lot of upheaval for each of us individually.
Terralingua and the Ocotillo, borderline with a twisted spine. Swear I saw you in the milk of moonlight, brother desert meets sister sky. City don't in the breath you exhale, stand into your cup of wine. Red ripples of premonition, let it linger behind your eyes.
What was one of the more challenging moments in making your new album?
I think the greatest challenge was that we had 10 days to make an album. We drove to Lexington, Kentucky after a show in the middle of the night, showed up at the studio, basically had to get down to work and get everything recorded, mixed, and ready to go over the course of 10 days. You know, a lot of bands have month-long or multi-month-long recording sessions. We all just put in a marathon 10 days to get recorded, and huge props to our engineer, producer, and multi-instrumentalist Tom Nato, who I don't think took a break.
Looking at the album, you have credits for 4 songs you wrote. One of them is Martindale. Can you talk about that song?
Martindale has, I would say, like sort of the culminatory moment in the song is the line, "Don't lose trust because you'll never get it back." I got in trouble once as a kid, and I basically drove through a neighbor's fence and got into some serious trouble with my dad. But all he said to me through that whole process, as he was driving me back to apologize to our neighbor and to fix his fence, was, "Don't lose trust because you'll never get it back." My dad's like a man of few solemn words that can really have an impact. So, you know, that lesson always stuck with me, and Martindale is a song about my first experience of losing trust from someone whom I really trusted. It's kind of a fun song. It's got a lot of attitude, and I think that I kind of just used that line to throw back in someone's face, but I needed to write that song in that moment.
How did your dad receive it?
I have a feeling that my dad may have been handed down that lesson from his father. So I think he was really touched to hear that it had an impact and made it into a song of mine. I sometimes look out into the crowd. My dad's not going to be happy if he hears this, but look out into the crowd, and I can see my dad kind of tearing up during that song. So I think he appreciates it.
I was born a supernova. For the July, middle of nowhere, master blast, a firecrack, grenade to self-destruct. Fell forever in your eyes of beam. They were the coolest water I had seen. Yet I'm not sure what he saw in you, but he sure did see it through, yeah. Oh, he sure did see it through. You never get it back.
Now there's 2 songs on the album that deal with California. One called California, and California is mentioned again in Cold Sound. Why California? You're from Wyoming and now live in Colorado.
You know, that's funny. Stacy wrote one of the songs. Stacy wrote Cold Sound, which references California. And I wrote the other song, California. We both wrote them from separate sort of circumstances and locations. And I don't think either of us literally meant California. I think that for both of us, it has been kind of like a dream state. California is like more of a state of mind almost. It's sunny, you know, sort of the image of California seems very free and unencumbered. And I think both of us were writing about wanting to get away from what we were feeling in the present moment, and we both just ended up with songs that had California in them, and we've laughed a little bit about that, coming from separate places and bringing those songs to the table.
Drug paraphernalia, my back against the bathroom door. I knew you'd come back looking for a fight, got no fight in me anymore. I got no fight in me. I've been thinking some of California might suit me just fine. I've been thinking something I'd rather draw than walk your lines. I don't need to cut and bleed to know I'm alive. California, won't you please just be kind?
You've had your first album, Good to Be Around, your second album, The Nature of Storms. What's next for Whippoorwill?
You know, and that's such an interesting question in the context currently. I can say that right now I'm doing a lot of writing and I want to figure out a way to release these songs that are sort of specific to this moment in kind of an unconventional way, in a way that's a little more direct to our fans and to our friends and the people who have, you know, sort of supported us all along. So I'm trying to figure out a way to do that. We did record a single at Panoramic Studios in California prior to all of this going down. So we'll have some music out into the world eventually, but I am just really trying to find a way to connect with people and let them know that we're thinking about them and that no matter what, it's going to be all right.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much, Laura. I really appreciate you you talking to me.
I watch the smoke leave your mouth curl around. I watched your body leave the ground as you sang sweetly to guide your rain. Like a train headed south. Feet on the ground and I sing sweetly to the king.
goes.